It's time to find out what's up for the weekend. Brought to you by Waterfront Market, your local market at 401 North Washington Street in Green Bay in the City Deck Landing Building. And now, here's Christy Barlamont and from the glam band, Dennis Peters.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Very special segment, of course. What's going on with Christy and Dennis and Eric? And I got to tell you one thing. Dennis, I appreciate what you gave me last week.
Oh, yeah.
That orange stuff.
How's it working for you?
It tastes like an orange that you found under the seat of your car that's been there for about a month. And you take a bite of it and you kind of want to, you kind of have a gag thing.
John?
What?
Seriously?
What? Well, I can't help it. I even had the lady that was in here the other day.
Why would you do that?
Well, I'm just saying. I appreciate him doing it, but it's almost like made me want to gag. Because it tasted like a bit of vitamin. She even said it tastes like a Flintstone vitamin.
It does.
That you bit into.
Or Tang.
Yes.
Tang.
Yeah.
You know,
bad,
you know.
Tang.
I'm thinking of the Apollo program with
a
flavor of it.
It was
absolutely
almost like a ball.
That's the mimosa part kicking in. Yeah. Speaking of mimosa, somebody suffered a birthday last night. But,
and? What?
Suffered a birthday?
Yeah.
Good way to put it.
But I think Christy drank till she was someone else's problem.
Happy Friday.
But it's almost like it wanted to come back up on me. It was like
no.
Once you get past that, though.
Yeah, what?
She just gave you the disapproving teacher look.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even know that she was ill. Okay.
What's going on for the weekend, Eric?
Wait a minute. Before we do that, we got to bring in somebody else because I got to get to the bottom of something. Diver Ed. Come here, Diver.
Speaking
Ed.
Of getting to the bottom of things, the diver is going to find it.
Oh,
there you go.
Good one, Eric.
This
diver
is going to get pretty deep, I'll tell you what.
Tell me your story about what you found and what's going on with it, because I don't know if you guys are pulling my leg or if this is true.
All right, so I was diving in the Wolf River in Shawnee, Wisconsin. Found a dirty, disgusting Barbie. Looked like she had a hard life. swimming down there, swimming with the fishes, and pulled it out. Ended up putting it on eBay, and this girl in here bought it for $1,300.
Listen, Walter and I are huge magnetic fishermen. Okay, we love everything about keeping the waterways clean, and we support Ed and Silent J and all of his efforts for keeping the waterways clean. So we're happy to donate. We love these two, and we're going to support them 100%. That's why we did it. It's not about the Barbie. I mean, I like her, and I bought her a husband. Ken, he arrives today, this afternoon, for real.
Bought her a husband.
Yep.
Okay, then.
Husband or a one-night stand?
Mail order husband.
Only in the medical.
Maybe you should give that a try.
He was on eBay, too.
So I've seen this Barbie, and does Ken know what he's getting into? Does he know what Barbie looks like
Barbie
at
looks
this
like he spent
point?
A lot of time in the old Canto bars.
Crandon.
Something like that, yeah.
Crandon. What happens in Crandon stays in Crandon.
True that.
Okay.
Yeah, what was the where the Barbie looks like? Been at the races in Crandon.
Oh,
what was it?
Beer.
Too much beer and the racing fuel. And
yeah, she looks like she got run over at the races.
Oh, wow.
Looks like she just did the Wrestle a Pig contest they used to have.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Yeah, Cauldron Falls Pig Wrestling.
Who knew?
One first place once.
No, I haven't seen the movie. You know, the big hit movie Barbie, right?
Yes.
I haven't seen that, but I understand there's a lot of different Barbies in there. I don't think they have any like this one.
I can confirm that.
Bar-rag Barbie. Yeah.
She looks like the tan mom. You know what I mean?
Really tan.
Ed, how did you find that? You'd think a Barbie would float.
Yeah, I don't know.
Closer, Ed.
I was down there cleaning up some trash, looking at some sturgeon and walleyes, and just seeing Barbie down there hanging in the rocks.
You know, I think the backstory is probably there's some little girl somewhere crying her eyes out because her stupid brother stole her Barbie and threw it in the river.
Probably.
It was from 1993, so
it looks like Baywatch Barbie.
Like,
she has the Baywatch outfit.
Mermaid.
Like.
Yeah, Baywatch, yeah. No, okay, what you said something about CNN was going to do something about this. Is that legit, or again, you guys pulling my leg?
No, so I did a story of Channel 12 out of Rhinelander the other night, and they contacted me and said that CNN was going to take their story and run with it, too. So we'll see what happens.
Well, that's too bad because nobody watches CNN anymore. I'm kidding.
I do.
Somebody
right
said
there,
like, there's no way CNN's going to do a story on it. This is true.
Oh, that'll be great. Now, we should all, if we don't see it, I'm sure we'll be able to find it online afterwards. So
we're
all going to watch that.
We got to post this picture of the Barbie that was found.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I also, there's 100% chance that Barbie is haunted.
That's the first thing Eric said. He's like, that is haunted.
Well, then Todd will be all over that. You know that, right, Todd?
Woo! How does a guy know if it's haunted?
Oh, people know.
I'll get my equipment out. We'll do a little test, you know, an EVP session.
Nice.
Yep, get the K2 out, see what she does with
I
that.
I just heard that if you're gonna if something comes out of that thing, remember, crossing streams is bad.
Correct.
Crossing streams is bad.
You can tell it's haunted by looking into its eyes, Dennis.
There are no eyes.
Oh, it's even worse.
Some walleye ate the eyes.
Or she's if you leave earrings.
It, you leave it oh, one yeah. place at night, you wake up the next morning, it's somewhere else. Yeah, that's haunted.
Good sign right there.
Get out. Well, what's going on, gang?
You are.
I know.
Well, tonight, Dennis, we're kind of busy tonight, aren't we?
We have something going
on. Yeah. Tonight at the Epic in Green Bay, the Big Hair Bash with the Glam Band. That'd be Dennis. He's part of the Glam Band.
Oh, yeah.
Me, Ask Your Mother. I'm part of Ask Your Mother.
He's part of Ask Your Mother.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And Decades will be there.
Can't wait.
Music from your favorite bands all night long. Doors open at 6:30. Show is at 7:30. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased at etix.com.
And it's for a great cause, isn't it?
It is.
Yep. Or show up. Just show up.
Absolutely.
For sure. And we'll have the boys, for the people from Decades in here in just a little bit.
In the studio in a little bit.
Fantastic.
Those lucky folks, I tell you what. I mean, they're starting their career on top shelf.
Their first show.
Yeah.
It's top shelf.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, Len Nelson right here talking about their very first show. That's big time.
Yeah. Can't get any better than that.
Nope.
I mean, these guys are on a Hall of Fame, you know, trajectory from the start. From the start.
Yeah.
I will say one thing, though, for first shows, Adam with Ask Your Mother, his first show was on Fox 6 in Milwaukee.
Really? Ooh.
And his second show was Summerfest later that day. So, I mean, he did kind of hit the pinnacle.
That
and
bar
it's been completely
set
downhill
ever since.
I think my first show was for my Uncle Jerry and his wife Dodie so they could do a polka in the basement of my parents' house. These kids got it too easy these days.
Yeah, but I'm still impressed, Len, that you
That's
helped pay through
dues.
College by playing in a band. I didn't know that before.
Not just playing in a band, but
a
how many people can
band.
Go through college with an accordion? You know why? Because college didn't cost very much back then.
Good point.
Neither did beer.
Yeah. But you guys probably did the same thing. But the Epic is a great stage to be at. You said it's a great cause today. What's the cause for?
It's to fight colon cancer. Not to support colon cancer, but to fight colon cancer.
I always thought that was weird. We say, we're doing this for cancer. No, we're against cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, right, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
That's
Screw
a good cause.
You,
cancer. Go to hell, cancer. Get out of here.
I agree.
So that will be a good one. That's going to be a fun one. And also tomorrow at the New Zoo, the Reefer Station Road in Green Bay, is the Extravaganzoo. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's fun for the entire family. You can grab an activity sheet on your way in and keep your eyes peeled for slither hoppers and candy stations. Kids receive special prizes and great family fun. Tickets for that are $15 per person. If you'd like more information, you can log on to newzoo.org for more details.
Christy, recovering nicely after last night. Way to go.
Congratulations. After what John just said to me.
After being ill.
Go Barbie.
Wow. Christy's like, you're going to do half these for me today. I'm like,
or maybe more.
Yeah.
So it could be more.
So tomorrow at the Resch Expo Center, 840 Armed Forces Drive in Green Bay, Holiday Gift and Craft Show, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You get a big jump start on your holiday shopping. Find tons of amazing vintage and handmade goods, dolls, quilts, folk art, and more.
Dolls.
Bring that Barbie over there.
Haunted dolls. No. Tickets are $7. Children 12 and under are free and are available at the event. Log on to rushcomplex.com for more details.
Oh, excuse me. Don't bring that Barbie over there. There's going to be kids 12 and under.
Look at that thing. That will haunt them.
Nightmares for the rest of their lives.
It looks like you're holding up a crucifix at the moment, man.
Yeah.
That looks like he's holding up a crucifix at the moment.
It's burn victim Barbie right there.
Wow. That's tan mom Barbie.
Yeah.
That's incredibly ugly.
Tan mom mermaid Barbie.
She has feelings too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
she
backing
has
up.
Feelings.
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Hang on. She's
How are you feeling?
Smells like chicken. Good. Smells like Wolf River mud.
It's like zebra mussels.
Wrote a song about it.
And a big shout out to Ryan Rubel too for helping us. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, we love you, Ryan.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. I'm never going to eat hot dogs on the grill because that's what that looks like. You know?
There's
you
barnacles know? Falling off her.
Yeah. Barnacle Barbie, muscles. That's the name.
There I think there's some I think it's coated with sturgeon spawn.
It was full of sturgeon spawn, probably worth more.
Absolutely. No question. Have you ever had that spawn? Sturgeon caviar?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see what the big hype is.
Okay,
whatever.
I've never tried it.
It's salty, it's whatever.
Because when I was a kid, I used to have to make spawn bags for my dad. He used them for trout fishing. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, they still make those.
And it's the worst smell ever, isn't it?
Oh.
It's the worst smell there is. And we take pieces of nylon stockings,
and you fish eggs.
Yeah. Yes, and you use the fish eggs and wrap it up a little piece of copper wire like, and that's what you use for fishing. But it smell you couldn't get that smell off your hands.
Mm. No. It's terrible.
Terrible. Yep.
I don't even
Chris,
know
do you ever do
that?
Because that smell was horrible. Make you want to just gag. I did. Honest to God, I almost like puked one time from it.
Happy birthday, Christy. Yeah.
How you doing? Are you looking? You feel okay?
What else is going on, Dennis, in the Fox Valley?
You are.
No, I'm not.
All right.
At all.
Well, in Appletown, tomorrow at the Appleton Beer Factory, one of my favorite places.
That is a great place.
Located at 603 West College Avenue. Brews and Baskets fundraiser for the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary from 1 to 4 p.m.
Where is it again?
603.
What's West the name of the place?
It is Appleton Beer Factory.
It's is that fantastic. Right in the corner of Richmond and College? No?
It's about a block, east. Or two east of Richmond.
Okay.
On College. Right downtown.
Okay. You bet. So you get to hang out with fellow animal lovers and take advantage of basket prizes, raffles, delicious food and drinks, and merchandise from local vendors. I wonder if they have any Barnacle Barbies there.
Oh, I don't know.
No entry.
I wouldn't pay $1,300 for one like somebody did.
If they play their cards right.
Whoa.
Are you going to rent out Barnacle
She's coming back
Barbie?
To life.
She's like a bed and breakfast. Yeah. Airbnb.
Air Barnacle and Barbie. That's what that means.
Yes.
There we go.
Wow, I was way off. So no entry fee. Get it there. It's a family-friendly atmosphere. Log on to appletonbeerfactory.com for more details about this furry event.
Very nice.
And one more thing. Speaking of furry friends, I love talking about dogs and cats.
I know you do. You're a big animal lover.
I love little baby ducks.
That Tom was Tom T. Hall.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, love Tom T. Hall.
Me too.
Pickup trucks.
Oh, yes.
My middle name came from Tom T. Hall song.
No kidding.
Yeah, my middle name is Clayton. It's about Clayton Delaney.
Clayton Delaney. Today, Clayton Delaney died.
My dad named me after the town drunk in a Tom T. Hall
song. Oh, and I love that song.
It's
yes.
Been down
it's a Wisconsin,
since,
it's a
right?
Wisconsin story right there.
We're going to do a Tom T. Hall tribute day one day.
Can Sounds you imagine good. That?
I'm in.
Yes, I would love that. Yeah. I remember the day Clayton Delaney died.
John, that was your best singing yet.
You're
getting
you.
Better.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
Talent on loan from God.
One quick thing. Tomorrow at the Depository at 103 East College Avenue, the 10th annual Easter egg hunt for you and your furry friends also. Starting at 11 a.m., the exciting event features treats and toys and plenty of fun for the kids, adults, and their pets. Log on to depository.com.
Nice. You're big with the animal things today.
Love my kids.
Love it. Except when you were trying to sell a house and somebody else had a cat in there, right?
Get me started.
Okay.
Tom T. Hall.
Oh, Tom
nice
T. Hall.
Nice play.
Nice. Thank you, guys. Christy.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, when we come back, we turn it over to all these guys and a great young new band making their debut tonight named Decades. Mine on the Mayor Show with Len Nelson, our very special guest host, back after this.
Sunday school in May and hay. And I love you too.
Schwaba.
I love you too. From a child.
Love this song. Tom T. Hall.
And onions.
I love winners when they cry.
Losers when they try.
Music when it's good.
And rain. All right, Len Nelson, here we go. We got the glam band. We got Decades. We got Eskimada. We got everybody in the house right now. I'm turning it over to Len right now. Len Nelson, take it away, brother.
Well, these guys are playing the Epic tonight, which is pretty cool. I guess it's your... Come on over. Get a little closer, guys.
Come on up.
Decades is Danica, Mason, Dane, and I swear to God, Jack Bruce. Not the bass player you're thinking, Jack Bruce, from back in the days of Cream and those guys.
Absolutely.
But so this is going to be your first gig tonight. You're opening for the glam band. And ask your mother,
woo-hoo.
Does it get any better than that?
It could.
I don't think it does.
They could do better.
Oh, a lot better.
Could it really, though? Like, our biggest local band, it's really just a nice experience, nice offer, you know?
You know, yes. You've got really, really short hair. You're not going to fit in at all. Do you have a wig? Can you wear some locks?
Actually, I used to have really, really long hair. I cut it for cancer.
Nice.
Awesome. Great.
Woo! St. Balder used to, Day? Used to go down to the middle of my back.
Actually. Yeah. I've never really? Seen pictures. Yeah. I've seen pictures of this dude. Yeah.
That's
I didn't
awesome.
Recognize him when he walked in. Watching you, man.
So, awesome for you. So you guys are a new band and just started. What's your general age? What's the age group we're talking about here?
Well, Dane, I think, is... Nope, Dane's not the oldest. He's a sophomore in high school, so 15, 14. Or I'm 15, but I'm a freshman.
15? Look at this dude.
I know he's at 6'3", he's 15.
He's ready to check IDs for crying out loud.
Whatever that spells.
18, believe it or not, right there.
Okay.
And then you're 14, right? 14.
I'm willing to believe
Jackie
it, man.
Danica, how old are you?
I'm 16.
She just turned.
Okay. Wow.
She's just celebrated a birthday. She's not at the point of suffering birthdays yet. She's still celebrating.
So, yeah, tonight's show is a benefit, again, to fight colon cancer, raise funds for that fight, and you guys get to play the big stage. What kind of music do you do?
We play rock through the decades. So from Jimi Hendrix to Green Day.
Cut it out. Nice.
That's... Why would, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds be into things like Jimi Hendrix and old music like that? Does it come from your parents' record collection or what?
I mean, for me, ever since I was a little girl, my dad's just always playing rock in the car and just around the house. And, you know, as
Go
I grew
dad.
Up, I really got yeah. used to it, and I love it.
Wait, she said used to it. Wait a minute. So it sounds like an adjustment.
It.
Sounds like there's an adjustment going
yeah,
on here.
You're right. You're right.
I'm sorry. I'm just playing with you.
But
yeah.
I know what you mean.
But she did say she loves it.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I hear you.
And what's your favorite artist, though? Seriously.
It's tough to decide, to be honest. But my biggest inspiration goes out to like bands like AC/DC,
nice.
Van Halen, and Led Zeppelin. I think nice. Those are the big three.
Isn't that cool that those bands are being re-recognized almost yes. by a different wow. generation?
Yeah, very true.
Wherever wow. this kid's going in life, I'm driving.
I hear you. And Jackie Sticks, who influences you? Ask Jackie over there at the other side.
It'd be you. Step up to the microphone.
Oh. You have choices, brother.
So, like, what is your influences, he wants to know?
Probably the glam band, because anything they play is better than anything new.
He knows who butters the bread.
Well, that's going to be really fun, and I know that Eric and Dennis, you guys are happy to be able to support these guys,
Absolutely.
Too, and
All
give them a platform
a doubt.
To play.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, to be honest with you guys, and I know, from speaking for myself, you guys inspire me, too. You guys kind of bring me back to where, what fired it off for me to get wanted to do this stuff. Then seeing you guys do what you do, and I've seen and heard some of the video that you've taken and whatnot, they sound amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, don't just go to see us. Go to see these guys first, and everything else after that, it's all downhill.
Chances it starts, 7:30?
Yes.
You guys?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Time-wise?
Doors right. open at 6:30, and I think the first band 7:30, right?
At the I Epic, believe so.
At yep. the Epic yep. tonight, Nashwabanon.
Yeah.
Tickets are still available, I presume?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
And you guys are going to play for us this morning? Is that...
No.
Well, no, you know what they're going to do, though? No, but you know what? Here,
I didn't want to scare them.
No.
Glenn, you weren't aware of that.
Here's what we're going to do, two things. Danica, are you up to doing a little singing? Because come on, listen. Because what we're
going to
do, tell because when I was at your rehearsal, you were just killing that first song. I can't remember what it was now.
We're not putting her on the spot, folks.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. Oh. And Todd's going to find it. Right, Todd? You're going to find the music.
Oh, okay.
All right. And you're going to sing along with it.
I didn't think we were doing this.
But you're here. But here's how you're going to warm up.
Oh,
you
want
to know how you guys are going to warm up? You're singing Happy Birthday to Christy, who's back here trying not to puke because she's still hungover.
See, she's suffering her birthday.
So you guys, right now, you're going to sing Happy Birthday to Christy to warm up the vocal cords.
But everybody's doing it, though.
Yes,
we're not
guys,
alone.
Danica
we're
and
on
the whole
this.
Bunch.
Yeah. We're on this.
Decades is going to sing for her. How many decades are we saying?
Four decades.
Four decades.
Four decades.
All of them.
Yeah. Yes.
How many decades? All of them.
We wish her happy birthday.
Yeah, you guys are going to sing Happy Birthday to her. Ready? Len, give it that musical thing, how they intro, like a one and a two.
Oh, you want me to, because I'm an accordion player, so I get to do it. And a one and a two.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Christy. Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
Hey!
She feels better already.
Yeah.
Yes.
How many shots did you have?
How many times did you
count all the marks on her arm, right?
Keep track of them. Decades, the glam band, Ask Your Mother, all at the Epic tonight. It's going to be a great show. Going to be awesome. A lot of fun. Beautiful facility, big stage, and these kids are going to rock it down.
And Len, I got to ask you, though, because you performed at a young age, and you, I'm sure you were somewhat nervous. What advice do you have for people like this, these young guys? I mean, that's, you know, this isn't a junior high dance. They're at the Epic. What advice do you give them going into something like this?
Well, I know when I was playing for my aunt and uncle in the basement, what I did. No, just go and be yourselves, man.
That's it.
I mean, you guys know that, you know the stuff. Don't be nervous. Just play the rock and roll. Pretend that you're just playing for your friends, and it'll be all good, because that's really what it is. And the audience will support you from the rest of the way.
That's true. Be there for each other. Everything will take care of itself.
Band. We actually, I'm in a band called Mania, which is like all kids from my school in Deep Pier. We do Celebrate a Pier, things like that. He's in a band, Prayer.
Yeah, I'm a bassist in a band called Prayer. We've played some other gigs like De Pere High School's Destination De Pere, nice. Probably the biggest event I've played in front of about 500 people. I think we're playing at Celebrate De Pere this year as well. So,
oh, that's cool.
So these guys are old hat. They got it.
Yep.
Like, oh, Epic, just another day.
Ah, just
where's our gig tonight? Epic.
It's just at the Epic. So. Yeah. No big deal.
Danica, you're the only female in the band. Is it your task to keep them in line, or do you lead them into astray into places they shouldn't be?
I do my best to keep them in line, but I mean, they get out of hand sometimes. So.
And then you got to smack them down, bring them back.
Jack's the worst. What's up with the drummer? Right? It's
drummers
the drummer
can't be
that
trusted.
Causes problem. What's up with that, Jack?
What?
Why are you always causing problems, Jack?
Yeah, why is it always the drummer who causes trouble?
I don't know. I think she's lying.
Wow!
See? Now we got strife in the band. They're a brand new band, and already they're ready to break
just
up.
Just like Fleetwood Mac.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Decades Behind the Music.
Eric, have you and you guys talked about, you know, the groupie problem that'll happen after this?
Never. No. Why? Yeah. Why? What do you mean?
That's no such
thing.
That's,
we'll tell you about that later.
That's a myth.
That's off air.
True that.
We got to set a quick break. We'll be back with more with Dennis and Eric and Len Nelson and Decades. Back after this.
I ought to be in love again. Anyone who takes offense at a day in your celebration, 'cause we all know in our minds that there ought to be a time.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor Show. The Mayor will be back again on Monday. Len Nelson very capably filling in. We got the fellas from Eskimata. We've got, of course, Dennis from the Glam Band, and we've got the brand new band, Decades, joining us here in the studio. Len?
Well, Decades are, I guess, like you're all high school age. We can say that. So I'm wondering when you guys decided to be in rock and roll, or when you picked up the instrument and what that was. What do you play, and when did you start?
Oh, I play bass. I started with guitar about 2 years ago, and I don't know, music has just been my life. Nobody else in the family does music. I'm the only one, so.
You're the weird sheep. That's all right.
He's the tigger of the family.
Yeah, no, how about you, Jack?
Oh, with me, my dad, during the pandemic, got himself a record player. Started playing Pink Floyd, Oasis records, and I was like, I need to learn every David Gilmour song I can learn. So got myself an old guitar, and I started learning pretty much every Pink Floyd song I could learn. That was 3 years ago now at this point. So I've been playing 3 years, got myself into bands, just going with the flow.
You don't. You haven't learned all the songs from Oompa Goomba, though, have you?
I've not.
Good. Yeah, don't even try. Just leave that one alone. How about you, Danica?
Well, I picked up my instrument.
What do you play?
Lead singer. So
she picked up her instrument.
Picked up a microphone.
You were born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Like that. I've been in musicals and now this band and Soul Train, a cappella groups, and now I'm going to State for a soul and ensemble song that I'm singing.
Wow,
so the school music program kind of got us started.
Yeah, I just love singing. It's a big part of my life.
Where does she go to school, Lynn?
I go to Luxembourg Casco.
Oh, that's okay, cool. And weren't you in a big band or a big show recently? Did you guys have a big musical? Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Yes, we were in the musical.
What was it?
Addams Family? Who did you play?
I played a really angry dad. I do, yeah. I do play the dad. He's like, he likes the band The Grateful Dead, so I had to apparently tear off my button shirt with a revealing a Grateful Dead t-shirt.
You said that with a little bit of a sneer. Now, I'm kind of a, I may not look it, but I'm a little bit of an old deadhead. So
I caught
so
that, yeah.
Watch yourself, man. So what do you play in the band?
I play guitar, like, rhythm guitar, I guess.
And why did you start?
Because I felt like it.
That's the spirit. Whatever, yeah.
And you're the drummer. Were you always banging on stuff around the house?
Yeah, pretty much. I just liked hitting things, and then I got my first drum set. It was really bad about 8 years ago, and then I broke it, and I got a second one, broke that one, and then I got, like, kind of a more professional one about 4 years ago, and then I was kind of a little bit into drumming, and then about 7 months ago when I came here and I met Dennis and I met Eric, and then I got to play with the glam band, then that kind of really boosted my drumming. Kind of, sort of.
Well, that was Atlanta. Yeah. It was a cool thing. Where was it? Manitowoc County Fair when you first performed with them?
You've played with us a bunch of times. The big one was Appleton Downtown for Oktoberfest.
Yeah, nice. On my birthday.
You should have seen his eyes, man. He's looking down a whole mile of 200,000 people.
That is a cool experience.
And he had the high perch out of, he could see all the way down the east side. I think that changed my life just watching him. You know what I mean?
I mean, that could be an intimidating setting. I've introed bands there. Len, you've done that a million times. And literally, that's all you see is a sea of people.
I will tell you that I rarely get nervous on a stage, but looking up College Avenue at the Oktoberfest crowd, I got butterflies.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
It's crazy. Well, now you can tell people, too. Oh, so what was one of your first gigs? Oh, for about 100,000 people. Yeah.
No big deal.
Tonight, they'll be on stage at the Epic, opening for Ask Your Mother and the Glam Band. 7:30 start, right? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Doors open at 6:30.
And tickets will be available right there at the door, too.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. I think this is awesome of both of you guys to encourage young people like this. I think that's awesome.
Well, I think it just happened naturally. It wasn't something we decided to do.
Well,
I think the thing is,
Dennis, we don't want to do this while we're in our 70s. We need to encourage the up-and-coming ones so that we can retire.
I'm going
to
do it till the good Lord takes me out of here.
Right.
And I'm going kicking and screaming. Yeah. So.
What other advice are you guys giving? Because you guys play a lot. I mean, you guys don't have many days off.
True.
But the endurance aspect of this, that's something I think that people don't really see.
Yeah, and I think part of it is what you got to do is take what you do seriously, but don't take yourself seriously.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, I take it upon myself to keep myself in decent shape because, I'm on the other side of 40.
I mean, look at this guy. Yeah.
And
he wears the camouflage
definitely helps being and keep, like, taking care of your body because it'll take care of you. So that's another thing.
Yeah, as you progress, life treats you harsh, and your response to it isn't like it used to be.
True.
So things happen. So, yeah, the good habits. Create good habits now while you got the chance.
Yeah, the other thing I could say to you guys, you're so young. Best advice I can give you is, like, don't burn bridges. Like, just be cool with everybody because you never know where you're going to be 10 years from now. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
They don't get it now.
What about
so young.
Far as just your voice? Because I mean, when I used to do GB basketball games, by that third game, I just didn't have much voice left. Yeah. How do you guys do that
Water.
Where you don't hurt your voice?
You don't talk from here. You bring it down here.
Yes.
From the diaphragm. Okay.
Sing from the diaphragm.
Push from the diaphragm. But, I mean, dude, is that like, do you have music teachers that teach you how to do that, or how does that?
Yeah. I mean, back
or
in the
you
day.
Or you fail enough and get pissed off and you say, you know what? I can't keep doing it this way. I'm going to wear out.
That's right what I mean.
You don't make changes, what I mean?
Okay.
One thing I noticed too, like the more I sing, the better it is versus just doing like one and then taking a big break. Yep. Like when I had I think we did like 14 shows in 16 days. Like my voice felt awesome at the end of that.
That's true. There's something about that.
But the other part of it is like you do it the right way. That's the other thing. You can't just scream. You have to sing, like you said, from the diaphragm.
What about when you're doing the AC/DC songs? You got to scream a little bit.
See, I let Tim Morey handle all that. So
Got it.
The secret.
Right. Actually, one thing that actually helps our band a lot is that everybody sings a song or two. So I get a little bit of a break in there, but yeah.
How about these guys, Len? Have they had training along those ways?
Yeah, have you had vocal training? I mean, obviously, you got the school program and choirs and things like that. Do you have a coach, or did your folks buy you lessons, anything?
No, actually, just choir.
All natural?
Choir, yeah, so somewhat.
What I want to know, though, is because, okay, you're opening for Ask Your Mother. You're opening for the glam band. There's probably no band I know of, and Eric, this is no knock on you guys, but yeah, there's no other band I know of that poses more than the glam band.
Can confirm.
All of the classic rock moves. I mean, you guys got them. And I want to see, I know we're on online, right? On Facebook?
Yeah.
So I want to see you guys do your best rock pose. Imagine this is the back cover of the album, right? And you're up against a brick wall, you know, in some alley somewhere, and you're taking the photo for the album cover. How do you pose for it?
Let's see. Yeah, we got to see the pose. We got to get a picture of it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, he's going down in front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, getting the hair ready.
Doing her hair.
Oh, got. Okay, and
Jackie Sticks, give him something.
Oh, that's a good look.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Look at the big guy though. He's back here like.
He's like, I'm too cool.
I play bass. I'm too cool.
I'm way too cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, perfect. I think they got it.
I do
think Eric Dennis. They got it. Yeah.
That was outstanding.
Like trained professionals.
Yep.
Wow.
So yeah, we'll see him on stage tonight at the Epic, and you guys.
It's gonna be awesome.
Do all those moves. Do you guys jump around a lot on stage? Are you a pretty active band, or are you mostly just concentrating on getting the notes right?
I guess I dance.
You dance?
Yeah. I mean,
you can dance.
Like Tom Jones, or he's like, what's that?
I love Tom Jones.
I mean, it's going to be hard the first couple of seconds, but then after, you know, you get the groove on.
Like Jagger? Like Jagger?
Yeah. I'm definitely a mover. I love to move around on stage.
Mover and a shaker, awesome. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, and by the way, nice. Danica, what are you going to tell people in your introduction regarding colon cancer?
Oh.
Because it's a benefit tonight.
Exactly. It's a benefit for colon cancer.
Fighting colon cancer.
What are you going to tell them, Janica?
Yeah, so I just say thank you all for being here and supporting the fight against colon cancer.
And what else? And what advice are you going to give them?
Get your asses checked.
you're talking to a 62-year-old man right here. I know that very, very too intimately well. I'm sorry. Sad
Moon
to say.
River. Yeah.
Get it checked. Absolutely.
That's from Fletch. That's
yes, amazing.
Good line from Fletch.
Yep.
Another question I have to ask you guys, though, as far as like when you started out, you guys didn't know how big you were going to get and how popular you were going to get. Does it kind of hit you? It's like, you know what? We can do this. Is there that moment?
I'm still looking for that moment. How about you?
Well, you get these little, like for us, it's always these little, you know, like peaks that you hit, like, you know, all of a sudden, oh, we got Summerfest. Cool. Yeah. Like that was cool.
Yeah.
We played live on TV. Oh, that was cool. You heard your song on the radio. That's cool. You know? And then just like these little, you know, milestones that you hit. And then all of a sudden, like, it's not as hard to get people to come to your shows. And pretty soon you're not really. I don't take that for granted one bit. I mean, it's been at it for, you know, 16 years now, and it's like people just keep coming, and it's like, if they keep coming, I'm going to keep playing.
That's just it. Everything that's been, like you talk about, those things, it's because other people provide you that opportunity. Yeah. And without that, I mean, that's well over 80% of it, well over that. I mean, without that part of it, people having some sort of interest in you or at least some, you know, for whatever reason, whatever the interest may be, and they give you that opportunity, that's where it is. It's not, you know, I was in the basement for a long, long time growing up in Wild Rose, you know what I mean? And playing in basements, you know, and way too long, you know, for, you know, 30, 40 bucks at most for some of those shows, a lot of them. And house parties and, you know, frat parties at Stevens Point, you know, things like that for nothing. But
Bob stumble in on a Friday night.
You know, the drummer's name was Biff, you know.
And drummers that cause problems.
Actually, his name was Boof. Forgive me. Forgive
I was
me,
at
Boof.
A party at a place near Silver Lake in Wild Rose. Okay. It was after a DJ gig I'd done. And, yeah, come on over. No, you can. We're having a party afterwards. Well, all they had was a basement. They hadn't built the house above. They had the foundation and the basement. I swear to God. But downstairs we went, and we didn't stay long. But it's all basement in Wild Rose, as far as I know.
Wow, that's what the sandy basements, you know, the sandy ground there in Washira County is good for.
Absolutely. But now, you guys, I've talked to somebody that has come to over 50 of your concerts. I mean, what does it take to get the, and I mean, do you spot those people sometimes in the audience? There's
sure. And at the gym.
Spot them, I see. I see what you did there.
But do you see that a lot?
A lot of times, yes. And if a lot of times they come up and say, hey, how you doing? I'm like, please say your name again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good with faces, hey, horrible with names.
I'm the same way.
You know, yeah. I can't even say my ex-wife's name, for example.
I know 5,000 people, but I know them all as man. Hey, yeah. Man.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Oh, hey, guy. And the women, too.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, guy. Or... Yeah, but, and I'll never take that for granted, though, too, John. Like, people that come to see us. Like we did, like, I think we did 3 shows one time. It was like a long weekend, whatever, and someone came to all 3. I'm like, really? You're not
well,
sick
that's,
of this
that's
yet?
A testament, though, to you knowing, you said you know when you've kind of made it, mm-hmm. because you get a community like that, and let's face it, you guys are playing, for the most part, the same songs.
Right,
every show,
right, yeah, right.
You know?
On the most
and,
part,
and,
yep.
and,
yeah.
But I mean, the same people keep coming up, and they love those songs, but mostly they like hearing the way you guys do them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a testament to it, right there. When you're playing the same stuff, you're not really, you know, and you guys are in cover bands, so it's not like thinking, ooh, we got to go hear the new
now
album.
Something for my new album.
Yeah. It's just they love it because you guys rock it so.
I'm glad you said that because it's cover band. I mean, you know, if you better be humble if you're playing somebody else's music.
Yeah,
you know
for
what I'm saying?
Sure.
Who the heck do you think you are?
Good point.
You know what I mean? Come on now.
I got a question for the guys. Speaking of that, because you guys play covers, obviously, are you writing any originals, or is that that in your mindset to do at some point?
Well, I don't think that this band would be smart at all. But in my in my band, Mania, we write originals. That's what I'm kind of more into, the more like art aspect.
In my band, Prayer, we write originals as well, but. I also don't think it would be that smart to write originals in this band. I think covers are kind of like
your name's Decades. That's kind of the whole thing, kind of like glam band.
Sure,
you know that's it's other people's music done in a cool way. But when you're playing other people's music, do you guys play them pretty much straight up like you know you're covering it the way it goes, or do you put your own flair to it?
I mean, for the most part, we play them how they sound on Apple Music, Spotify, but. We add
our own little
mixes and just little parts to make it more interesting.
Cool. Yeah, do you work on those? You work on your like new drum fills and new ways to do songs?
Yeah.
He just likes to hit things.
Yeah, pretty much.
Smash! Bam, bam. Drum. We got to wrap this up. I just want to say thank you for all you folks coming in, but also, Dennis, thank you for giving young musicians a chance. Eric, thank you for the encouragement and giving them a chance. And Decades, thank you for the courage and the expertise and the work you've put into this. I cannot wait to see you guys tonight at Epic, opening for these people. It's going to be
have
fantastic.
A blast.
Yeah,
congratulations.
And best of luck to you.
Show here, Len Nelson filling in. We got the fellow from the glam band, you might know him by Dennis. We got Big Eric from Ask Your Mother and the great young band Decades joining us. This segment brought to my Midwest Restoration. If you don't know about Midwest Restoration and you go to buy a house that a cat has had a very urinary tract problem in the basement or two, who do you call?
Midwest Restoration, ladies and gentlemen, they saved me. They saved my house. And I can't say enough about what they did.
I mean, it was grotesque, wasn't it?
The biohazard team came in there. They had to come back a second time. It was so good.
And it was all from cats.
Cats. Or it was, well, I wouldn't call it the cats. Not the problem. It's the cats that belong to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's usually not the pet. It's the person.
It's
the
good point.
Yeah. And if you don't take care of your cats, they're not going to take care of your house.
When I was in real estate, I've been in houses like that.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It's grotesque.
They saved the equity in my house.
Wow, isn't
they really
that something?
Did. Yeah, if I sold the house as is or tried to fix the house myself, there's no way I would have been able to restore the equity.
Got
to
bring in the pros.
Yeah, amen to that. And so I'm indebted to them. That equity is life-changing stuff for me, you know.
And aren't they easy to work with?
Fantastic. Ryan was awesome, and the other guys that were there and whatnot. There was they had some young guys that were there and whatnot. So I saw 4 guys from Midwest over the.
And they just come in, do their thing, and boom.
Yeah. They brought in this big ozone machine that's supposed to cover 170,000 square feet. And it's sitting here at about eye height in the basement. And, how long is that going to be in here? Oh, really, in the house this size? Probably about half hour, hours all I need. But they left it in there all day for me. But and it still was, you know, oof. You know, but but cleaning up after that stuff was brutal. I've been sick ever since.
You know? I know you. I mean, that got in your lungs or something, right?
Yeah. February 1st, it was the day I started cleaning out and everything. And I'm still dealing with it.
Wow.
And Skid Row's on the set list tonight, man.
That's why I need the Midwest restoration people, because they've got the right equipment, the safety gear and all that stuff. They know what they're doing.
And they gave me some great advice on what I could do myself after they left to help. And they didn't have to do that. For example, they said, why don't you shellac the floor, for example, put a couple coats on it, you know, kills the walls, sure. Things of that nature. It's like, yeah, I'm grateful to them for that.
I mean, they saved you a bunch of money, didn't they?
They did. You know, the money was well worth it. You know, they're worth the money you spend. Yeah. And you're going to spend some money to do it. But, I mean, if you do the math, I mean, my God, you make that choice every day.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah,
hey,
grateful.
This has been so much fun. Len, you're such a movie, like I said, music, not only aficionado, but also a backer of local music. I mean, it's just something that's in your blood because you grew up with it. And to have Dennis here, I mean, not to blow smoke at you, Dennis, we've been talking about this, though, too, but you guys really are an inspiration for young musicians where it's like, you know, where do we get our start? Do we start in, you know, Ant's basement or whatever? And they get to watch a glam band. They're a bunch of small town guys, Wild Rose, Wisconsin, right. A place like that. Well. And what you guys have put together, and it wasn't overnight, you guys earned it, but you guys are a perfect group to kind of like, okay, this is what we're going to, you know, follow, and how they did it, almost like a game plan for these young bands.
Well, I hope they see that we're having fun, you know, and I think that's what helped make them even come around from show to show. I mean, even the guys from Take Two Acoustic, they used to see a band I was in a long time ago, and that's really neat. But it all comes back to who inspires you. And to be fair, you guys inspired me to do, you know, some of the stuff that I did too. I mean, growing up in Wild Rose, you know, you on TV and Len, you on radio, you know, you guys did a lot to inspire me to get out of my anxiety-filled, scaredy little world that I was in.
I'll take the credit for inspiring the glam band. Absolutely, that was all me, folks.
Please, you know, honest to Pete. I mean, I went to Brown College for broadcasting, et cetera, you know, and it's because of you guys that got me out of that.
No, I appreciate
you know,
that.
And also made me want to stick my neck out a little bit and say, do something for yourself. You know,
and you do have to stick your neck out, and it can be scary.
Well, you do, but that's you don't grow if you don't.
Yep.
I'm grateful to you guys.
But the cool part is you guys are so. I mean, okay, there's Len. You and I have dealt with this a lot with musicians or somebody, and it's like they're too cool for the room and they're too whatever. You guys are completely opposite of that, and I think that's what helps with your popularity. I've seen you with the fans. I've seen you bring up people on stage. You know the type that.
Well, yeah, you do that in the most successful bands, the long-lasting bands. I'll bring up Vic Ferrari as
an example. I was just going to say that.
Good example.
Perfect example of not just a band, but they built a community because they're approachable and friendly. And, yeah, you know, yes, you're in the band, and, man, that's cool. And people are there to see us. And you can kind of get a little bit of a big head if you let it get to you, but you got to have that little bit of humility. And it'll go a real long way.
You're exactly correct.
Make friends.
It's not even something you think about. I mean, it's just, you know, and those guys are just so personable. And if that doesn't rub off on you, something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
And so I'm grateful to those guys, too, for their inspiration and what they've done to help us, you know, in the glam band, too.
Now it's your turn, man.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job of it.
Appreciate that. That means a lot.
Because it is really cool. I mean, when you're at a show and you bring up somebody like the young drummer, and they're up there with the glam band, and they're kicking butt. That is, it's a lot of fun, and it makes the audience go, those guys are cool for having those kids do that, you know?
And there's no doubt about it. What they do, honestly, Pete, inspires me, too. You know, it really goes in circles, you know, because that really gets to the core of what got me wanting to do it in the first place as well.
And it keeps you on your game, because otherwise you're taking your place quicker than you want to, right?
What are you telling me during the commercial break? Oh, we stole this from you guys. We're doing this. Like, dude, you're not stealing it. Everybody got it from someplace else.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's awesome. Make it your own. Make whatever that is.
That's one of the greatest compliments if somebody wants to take something.
Sure. Yeah. So it's, man.
I love the fact that a couple of them are bands and they're writing stuff. I mean, Dennis, you know, cover bands are kind of a thing, and it's a difficult thing to make it in original music, but I encourage everybody, if you're a young musician, to try it.
Please
stretch yourself out, write the songs. You might find that that's your niche, and if it isn't, no problem. Play music you enjoy and that people enjoy hearing, and it's going to be just fine. And it's all great music.
Yeah.
Don't look down on cover bands. Don't eschew the original artist because you haven't heard the song before a million times. It's all good. It's all art.
And if you're going to learn to write music, you're not reinventing the wheel. There's nothing to reinvent about it.
Right.
Just find out what other people have done. Find out the structures of those songs. Well, how they built those songs. You know, from a musical standpoint, lyrical standpoint, and just work with that as a template.
How do you learn that, Dennis?
Well, back in the day,
is there a school you can go to that teaches you?
The internet's everywhere now.
Oh, okay.
You can get chord structures on Pinterest, for crying out loud.
Oh,
you know, for songs.
John, none of this advice applies to you. I've heard you sing. You maybe tamp it down a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe your dreams should be shrunk a little.
Just drop it.
It's not going to happen for you, man. That's what I'm telling you.
But he's a lyrical gangster, though.
Yeah, man. True. That is true.
What a fun day. So awesome. It's always awesome having you here, Dennis.
It's a pleasure, brother.
You're the man. Can't wait to watch you guys in action tonight.
Seriously, thank you for your inspiration, too.
You better believe it. I appreciate that. How come you didn't become a sportscaster?
Didn't pay enough.
You're right.
Yeah, that's very true.
Oh,
thanks for having me, John.
And yes, I was one. I was 10-0. It was so much fun. I had my share of battles, but I was never meek. Go toe-to-toe with me, and you'll be up Schmidt's Creek. Show me
we gotta
ribbon
go.
Cutting.
Thank you, guys. What a fun day. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank
See
you, Todd.
FX
Thank
tonight.
You, John.
See ya. Of someone I didn't know who died.